It was certainly, I'd say, an entertaining game. Probably not for us two managers, although obviously nice to get our first away win. One that, listen, although it was 3-1, probably could have gone either way. There were plenty of chances for both teams. I thought we could have gone in almost 3-1 up at halftime, really ourselves. We had a good chance, but then they had a good chance. I think Nathan Ralph cleared two, sort of in and around the line or off the line. I mean, I thought he was fantastic today. But yeah, listen, great to get the win. And when you get that third goal for Innie on the break, and probably a goal that he deserved last week against Torquay, he didn't get today. Yeah, we're really pleasing, and I think we haven't won here for a long time. So it's been a great day for us.
And we said during the commentary, with no disrespect, it probably wasn't the most fluent performance you've put in. It probably wasn't anywhere near as fluent as Bank Holiday Monday.
Yeah.
But your boys have dug in the second half. Yeah. We're still a lot of pressure, and really performed a bit of a smash and grab for the third goal.
Yeah, I think sometimes when you, well, a lot of the time in this league, when you play away from home against strong teams, and Macclesfield is a strong team, they've got good players, they pass the ball well, they create chances, they're a threat up front, hard to defend against, and credit to them, I think they are a really good team, and they'll be there or thereabouts, I think, this season. And there will be periods in the game, I think, away from home where we have to defend, and we had to do that second half. But we always knew we were a threat on the break with the pace that we've got, and I was really pleased that we got that third goal and that got us home and over the line. I mean, we had sort of so many players putting their bodies on the line, blocking shots, getting in the way of things, and it really meant a lot to the players to win away from home, and they were really determined to do that today.
And you even had to have a bit of a reshuffle for the last few minutes. Richard Orlu coming off, if we can ask about the injury, but came Ferdinand filled in, looking like a natural centre-half.
Yeah, do you know what? He probably wouldn't want you to say that, because I think he played centre-half when he was a little bit younger, and I think he doesn't want to go back there. But no, he did a really good job, and everyone did. I mean, Louis Ramsey come on for Matt Young, who did a job as well. The new signing, Regan, come on and worked really hard for a team in a difficult time. But I thought defensively from the whole team, from the front to the back, when it was set plays, we didn't concede from set play. And it was really pleasing that everyone was working hard for each other. And that's what we want. That's all we can do when we come away from home, work as hard as we can. And that's a bit of a cliche, but I think you get a little bit of luck if you deserve it. And it's two in a row for us now. It's the first time we've won back-to-back. So, yeah, we want to push on from here.
And if we look ahead to the next fixture, it's another game on the road, a little bit of a shorter distance to go, but away to Maidstone on the 3G surface, as you say, back-to-back wins for yourself. You know, maybe Richard Orlu out injured, so you might have to have a bit of a reshuffle, but you'll go there full of confidence.
Yeah, I think we will, definitely. We know what we can do, I think, if we play well, and it's nice that probably, like you say, we didn't have a fluid performance, but we still got the job done here, and I think that's really important and probably gives the players and a young side that we've got. I think if you looked at our average age, it's probably of the starting lineup 23 today, but then when you look at the squad, the probably average age is a lot younger than that. So I think that when you can come here and sort of grind out a result, although there were chances either end, I think gives you a lot of confidence. So yeah, we're really pleased with that.
And from what we can make out with the other results today, up to eighth in the table.
Okay, yeah, I mean, the table's obviously very, very tight at the minute. I mean, coming into this game, we were, what were we, 17th or something like that, with only 2 points off the playoffs. So I think this league might take, normally you'd say 7 or 8 games, 9 games, the league would be settling into a pattern, but I really don't think it is. So I think if you can put, say, 3 or 4 wins together, you're going to climb high. But equally, if you don't win for 2 or 3 or 3 games, you can drop down. So I'm trying not to look at the table as much as we can, yeah.